Shkolim Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. We learned the concept of Moisar in the previous Mishnah. We have money that's designated for a certain use, and there was extra money beyond what was necessary. So the simple case that we had before is Moisar Shkolim, a person saved up pennies, Pruta L'Pruta Mitztarev, in a jar, and there was too much money there. He put it in designated for Shkolim, but I see there was more than what was necessary. So we Paskin like Basil, we had before in the Mishnah that the halach is that Moisar Shkolim is chulin. We look at it as a mistake, and it doesn't have any kedusha. What we're going to have over here is other moisorois in money that was designated for a certain tzvek, for a certain purpose. Which types of moisar have kedusha, which don't? What is the kedusha there for? So the next case that we have over here is moisar asiris or eifa. Asiris or eifa is the amount of soilus that a korban dale dalus, which means a korban oil of yorid, which is in Parshas Vayikra, there are three chatoim that have to bring a korban oil of yorid. A normal chatos of chavikrisos, a person brings a korban chatos, and that's the same for everybody. But there are three averoid for which he brings a korban oil of yorid. If he's an osher, he brings a behema. If he's a benini, if he's an oni, so then he brings a oif, korban oif. And if he's a dalei dalei, mamish an oni shebaniyim, then he brings a serious oifah. The three averis, just for the information, is one of them is shvua so edus. He made a shvua that he doesn't know edus to somebody, and it turns out that he did. Another one is tumah, that he b'shoigeg went into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tumah. A third one is that he made a shvua's bitui. Again, without getting into the problem of these three, but they're korban oil of yorid, and Asir Saif is an objective amount. It's an exact measurement, and he set aside money, and it was too much money. So the leftover money, another case, Moisar Kine Zovin, Zov has to bring a kan, two birds, and it's a very specific type of korban, it's a very specific item, and however much it costs, and he designated too much money. Kine Zovo is the same thing. Kine Yoldo is also, she has to bring also two eifos. Chatois Vashomois, they have to bring a korban. So the exact dollar and cent amount, it's not exact, because how much is our serious ha'efa? We know how much it is the measure, but how much does it cost? Certainly by kinim, they could be better, they could be worse. Even by soilus, you could have better quality, lesser quality. If it's enough of a quality to pass inspection, lefidim, mishnayis, and menokos, they can still be different amounts. So therefore, we don't look at it as a toys. The halach is meisrem nedova. We describe what this means in the Mishnah before. Meisrem nedova means that it was used to provide karbonis kitz hamizbeach in times where there was a lull in the karbonis being brought. The kahana would be marked with extra karbonis. That's what it means, meisrem nedova. Zeh haklal. Kol shu bo l'shem chatos u'l'shem ashma. Meisrem nedova. This is a halacha meisrem Sinai. The Gemara relates this as a mesoris that we have from Deris Kadmoinim, that anything which is left over beyond what's necessary for any kapora, any carbon which is kapora, chatos, oshom, moisra nedova, goes to this tzvek. Now, that's only by chatos and oshom, because you can't bring a chatos and oshom stamazoi. There's no bringing a chatos and oshom stamazoi. A chatos and oshom always has to be for a specific averu, for a specific purpose. Therefore, the moisra of Achatas and Asham, all these cases that we just described, can't be another somebody's carbon, and it can't be another carbon for this person. What is it? Nedova. But the following cases that we're going to have, the leftovers that have Kedusha from one purpose could be used for more of that purpose. As follows, Moisar Oilo La Oilo. He put aside money to be used for a carbon oil. It was leftover money. It wasn't a mistake, because, again, that's the money that he was miyachid. So he bought a carbon oil. So what does he have? He has leftover oil money. So save up and buy another carbon oil. Moisa mincha. Again, a carbon mincha. Le mincha. You'll save the extra for another carbon mincha. Moisa shlomim. Le shlomim. Moisa pesach. Le shlomim. Pesach has an auxiliary kedusha of shlomim. We described that. We learned about it by Richus and Mesechus Pesachim. Moisa nezirim. Le nezirim for another carbon nazir. We're talking about over here, not that money was put aside for a specific person who was a Nazir, it was put aside for Nazirim, a certain amount of Nazirim. A certain amount of Nazirim was spent to cover 10 Nazirim, so there was leftover money, so what's it supposed to be done with? So again, it has to be used for other Nazirim, the Nazirim. Moisan Nozir Lunadova. Over here we're talking about for a specific Nozir. So if it's meant for a specific Nozir, you can't use it for a different Nozir. So then Lunadova, the same halacha Moshe Sinai that defines Moisar of Chatois Vashomois. Moisar Sam Nadova is also over here by Moisan Nozir. By the way, let's point out one thing. The Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah over here, or the Iker starting point of the Mishnah, is the fact that when one is miyachid mois for a korban, the kedusha of that korban, not the korban itself, of course, but mois for the korban, schalnet, you can't use it for something else. There's an added chiddush over here. There are certain things which it's included in the kedusha, an auxiliary kedusha. Beyond nazir, it can be used for oilois, for nedova. Beyond chatzis and oshem, now chatzis and oshem, lamashal, if it's not used, we have a concept of chatois amesos. That a chatos, and let's say he brought a different carbon, so now you have a carbon chatos, which is designated as Reuven's carbon chatos. Reuven already brought a carbon, that's it, there's no, you can't do anything, and you can't get off the Kedusha. So you have to get rid of the behemoth. Chatois amesos is a concept, we'll learn more about it later on. But on the mois level, the Kedusha is not Kedusha's carbon proper, it's the Kedusha of mois for that carbon. Now over here by Nozir, the Mefarshim point out, that Yontav has Narikus on it, is that this that you could use, let's say, Moisen Nozir, Linedova, is only because you designate it in general as a carbon for a Nozir. In a Nozir, there are specificities in the carbon. There's a carbon Oilas Nozir, there's a Shlom of a Nozir, a Chatz of a Nozir. So if the carbon, if the money was designated for a Shlomim of a Nozir, you can't use it for a carbon Oilas. Would have to be used for shlomim. Then the Mishnah goes to a less esoteric topic. Moiser aniyim laniyim. Money was collected for tzedakah for different aniyim. Not aniyim misuyama. It wasn't collected to pay Reuven's rent. Collected for aniyim. So if it's extra, laniyim goes to other aniyim. Moiser oni. It was collected for that oni. So tzedakah was zoich in it. The gabay tzedakah was zoich in it for that oni. It has to be used for that oni. Moisa Shvuyim, Lishvuyim, again a general sense. Moisa Shavui for that specific person who was captured, Loise Shavui. Now, of course, there's a Kasha over here, the Lachar, for that Shavui. Obviously, if he's Nifta already, if it's Moisa, that means the money was collected to be paid to him. He's already Nifta. What's the purpose of having the extra money? Afiloch, he's Zoich in the money, and the Halach is he can keep it for himself. Moisa Hamesim. Lamesim. It was collected to pay for the Chevek Kaddish, to pay for Levayis and Kvura of people that don't have. So you make it go further. Moiser HaMes was collected for a specific mace. They collected for a Kevel. Lamesim, too much was collected. The Mes is Zoyche. The Santa Zach. The Mes is Zoyche. But that's what it sounds like. The Mes is Zoyche. The Mele, who does it go to? It goes to his Yoshim. The fascinating discussion over here in the Mefarshim. L'chari, you could say that the money was collected, kilu was betoyis, because the mess wouldn't want, it's a bizarre to have money collected to pay for your kvura. So who would want it? So me'las, ken zayin, that over here you have to add a svara. The Mefarshim said that a person is moichel alo boinoi l'toivas yarshav. So over here, kiviyochel, not that the mess is zoiche, but kilu, the money is now nisyachid in the hands of the gaboyim for tzorche this mess, and me'las, they go to his yarshav. Remeir Oimer, Moise Hameis, he's not mekabel this reasoning. The way the Gemara explains it, it's a sugi in Sanhedrin daf memches, the Mefarshim bring it down, is that Remeir is not sure is a mes mevater al kvoider that the money should be collected, and if he's moichel alo boinoi, the money that's collected goes to him, or betzim he's not willing. And Memela, he wants that the money shouldn't be used liyarshav. If the money was collected from him, he would want that the money should only be used likvoidoy. That means the in the kavonas hames in getting the money is maybe only likvoidus. You can't give it to the yarshav. So what do you do? Moise hames yemunachat shiav elio. He has a suffix. Reb Nosson oimer. Reb Nosson. We don't have too often Reb Nosson in the Mishnah. But Reb Nosson is a bar pluktu with Reb Meir. Reb Nosson over here is chaylik, and he says no. He says, hey, yes, the money was collected. Is the Ritzoyne is only that the money should be used for some lechvoidoy. So Boinoloi Nefesh al Kivra, they build an extra extension on his kever. They build a shenera kever. They build an oil for him. Why? Because that's the only thing that would go into the being mevater al kvoide, is something that is l'kvoide. So that's what Ibn Osin says. Perek Gimel. Mishnah Aleph, we have over here the Hagdomo to how the actual Trumas Halishka was done. B'shloisha prokim b'shona terminus halishka. There are three times in the year. Three prokim b'shona means three times, three made up designated times. Terminus halishka, the terim, they take off from the shkolim. There was a huge pile of shkolim in the lishka. We'll learn more about the lishka and how they put it in later. But there was a huge pile of shkolim. Then they took off a certain amount for the karbonis. What are the three times? B'prois ha-pesach. B'prois ha-tzeres. B'prois ha-chag. V'hein gronois l'maise behemet. These three times are identical with times that are days. Gronois means a barn, a silo, which is where you store tvua. So kiviyokel, out of the barn, comes the whole herd. That's of kvasim, that are mechuyev in ma'ase behema. These are the three times of the year that they mafrish ma'ase behema. More about ma'ase behema soon. This is the shita Rebbe Akiva. We're going to have three shits over here that are almost identical. They're gebayta on the same idea with slight variances. The first halacha, let's break it down. The first halacha is the trumas halishka. The three times a year is because korbanos have to be brought primarily. A lot of korbanos were brought to Yom Tiv, so that was the right time to be tearing the Trumas Halishka. Why they have to do it three times a year? So Mefarshim explained that there were Yidden that lived 1,000 miles away. Talking in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Shkolim were brought by convoy, let's say from Bavel. They would get there late. Because of that, since we want that the Shkolim of everybody should be included in the korbanos, so we're mafresh three times a year. This way, the tzukikumna, the ones that come later, could also be bechlal, the trumas halishka. Happens to be that we had in the program before that as soon as the first trumas halishka took place, the termin, the ones that were mafresh, had in mind that the shkolim that they take into their kalim should include even those shkolim that were on the way that haven't yet been given. Afilochi, Lamaisis, Chus, for everyone, that the Lishka should provide for the Karbonis when their coins are there. It's an extra level of participation, and because of that, they broke it up into three times. The three times a year, like we said, is Karbonis for Yom Tiv, that's the proper time. And now let's zero in on which day this is. What's Prois HaPesach? The word Prois is Miloshim Prusa, like a Matzah Prusa, it's broken in half. Pras b'shachas, pras b'naboim. We have, let's say, by Pit Makteris. So halfway to Pesach. What's halfway to Pesach? The Mefarshim understand that over here comes from the Gemara. But Pesach Pesach means halfway through the period of Achana for Pesach. When's that? From Purim to Pesach. Shloishim yom kedem achag. So it's 15 days before Pesach. So 15 days before Pesach is always going to come out on the last day of Adar. Pesach is on the 15th. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is 14 days before. The last day of Adar. The reason why it doesn't say a date is because there is no date. Chazal Mekadosh al Piriyah. Sometimes Chodesh Adar would be 29 days. Sometimes Lamed Yom. So sometimes it will be Choftes, sometimes Lamed. But it's the last day of Chodesh Adar. B'Prois HaTzeres. Prois HaTzeres means halfway through the Hachono, through the period of Hachono, from Mimochros, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, when we start counting Sfiras Ayin, that's when we start preparing for the Shavuos. Really, the days of Achana for Sfiras Ayin start from right after Pesach. But here we're counting 30 days before Shavuos. 30 days before Shavuos should come out l'fi the cheshbon of Shavuos being on the 6th day of Sivan on the 21st of Iyar. Ma'aseh, again, there's no Yom Kavua because depending on how many days there are in Iyar, which Bimei HaBayis was Hukval Pir Iyar, could be the 20th or the 21st, but the idea is the same. The third date is Prois HaChag. Atzeres HaShavuos. Chag means always B'loshon Chazal Sukkis. And Memela Prois HaChag means 15 days before Sukkis, which L'Chayru comes out Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei is 14 days before. So it's the last day of Elul, which again doesn't have a specified date. Lemaisa is a takana keduma. We may have Mishnah already that Chodesh Elul was never nisaber. They never were ma'aber. It's a Mishnah in Beitza. They were never ma'aber Chodesh Elul. It's takana from the beginning of Bayesheni. Lemaisa, once it says Praise HaPesach, Praise HaTzel, it says Praise HaChag, even though over here we have a specific date. The date L'chayr is the 29th of Elul. Bavilachi says all three together, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So again, this is the date of Terminus Halishka, the date of also Maisa Behemah. The reason why there had to be dates Maisa Behemah, we explained what the need was by Shkolim, is even though Be'etzem, it didn't have to be that way, L'maisa, Chazal instituted a din, which is not their Raisa, and they made that Behemois that get to the Zman when they should be Gemaisut, become like Tevel. Tevel is always on produce that doesn't have Hufrash, Men, and Trumas, and Maisa. There's no such din in a Behemah. There's a chiv to be mafish for Maisa. Let's say a person eats it. He wasn't over on anything of this. He was mevatel, the mitzvah of not being mafish and being makriv, the carbon Maisa. Chazal instituted certain times of the year when the behemoths all become osur, midirabonon, of course, b'shchita v'achila, and because of that, that became the time for them to take them in line and be mafish them. The Asiri Kodesh that's described in Parshas B'chukosai. So that's the din over here. Ben Azay is chalik, but it's the same shita, just he's chalik on the exact wording. Be'esim v'tisha ba'ador, like we just said, we said Prois HaPesach, l'chor is the last day of Nisan, but it could be the 30th. He's saying, no, Dafka the 29th. The machlokes over here is that he holds that they were never ma'aber chodesh Adar. Similar, the last day of Adar, the Prois HaPesach is always going to be the 29th. That's why he said it with a date. Be'echod b'sivon. Echod b'sivon is already a chilik. The way we said, it could be either the 20th or the 21st, according to Rebbe Akiva of Eor. Be'echod b'sivon is the reason why he gave it more time, the Mefarshim explain, is that it's a lesser amount of time, Nisan and Eor. So less behemoths were born. We wanted to have, by the way, part of the reason over here is that there should be behemoths, that the Bailam of all the behemoths should be encouraged to bring to be Makav Karbonis V'yomtiv. So really, we want there to be more Karbonis, more behemoths that are Hofrash, L'maisa for Hakrova, coming closer towards Yomtiv. So they pushed it off a bit to Echod b'sivon. Ube'esim v'tisha ba'ov. This is again another shita. The esim v'tisha ba'ov, as opposed to esim v'tisha be'el, is because there is a din not to be mafish. Again, it's discussed in Becheres Barichos, not to be mafish from a behemo which was born b'shona echor al shona shnia. When is called the Rosh Hashanah lebehemois? What that's based on, again, the criteria. Mesachas Rosh Hashanah we have, Mesachas Becheres, but for now, the din is that there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a cutoff point. Beyond that point, it's considered a new year, Legabe Maisa Behema. It's a suffix by Ben Azai if that was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, namely Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Chodesh El. Therefore, al suffix, the date that the Hafrosha has to be in order to include it in the previous year is Be'asim V'Tisha B'Av. This way, it's always included in the previous year's produce. Reb Loza, Reb Shimon Aymrim, Be'echad B'Nisan, they don't say 15 days before. We said 15 days because that's half of the Hachonah for Pesach. It's Prois Pesach. They hold no. The Tkufa before Pesach is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like we say in Agadosh Pesach, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. So that's the beginning of the Zman Hachonah for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So what's the first day? Be'echad B'Nisan. Be'echad B'Sivon. He holds like this Ben Azeh Shita over there by before Shavuos. And Be'esim V'Tisha Be'elul, he holds also like the Cheshbin of Ben Azai to say Esim V'Tisha, but not Esim V'Tisha Bov. He doesn't have a Sofik. Avada Rosh Hashanah of Ma'isi Behemah is Rosh Hashanah. So Shaila is, if that's the Rosh Hashanah, Mipnei Ma Omru Be'esim V'Tisha Be'elul, why do they say 29th day of Elul? V'le Omru Be'echad B'Tishrei. On that day is the behemoths that are born already and Meshach Shaykh into the previous year. So the answer is, of course, this man Be'etzim should be Rosh Hashanah. But mipnei shu yomtiv, it's a yomtiv. V'yef shalasa biyomtiv, it can't be mafish ma'isa of behemis on yomtiv. Lefikach chikdimu la'asim v'tisha be'el. They pushed it back one day, but be'etzem this man should be on the Rosh Hashanah of ma'isa behemis, which of course is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Rosh Hashanah.